this afternoon, brother. Ask the Lord to send his spirit and fall down on us and keep us in his keeping here.
Yeah. Eternal God, our Father, Lord, it's me again who comes standing behind this sacred desk. Lord, I pray and ask that you would hide me beneath the cross and that you would speak through me. Cover me with the blood of Jesus. Lord, that you would speak, give your people listening ears and receptive hearts. Thank you for bringing us. Thank you for keeping us. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. To this honored and esteemed pastor, my friend, brother, Pastor Frazier, I want to share with you before I preach Revelation, and those of you who know Pastor Frazier, if you can just put a speaker on him during the week, you will discover that your pastor ain't quite. Y'all know? Okay. Okay. All right. Amen. He have carried me to elementary school. Middle school. High school. And he said that out of the group, I'm the old man. And so they are teaching me. To all of the pastors and to all of the ministers that are here and to the officers of this church, visiting officers, and to you, Revelation Baptist Church family, First Baptist, and let me thank you for coming, First Baptist. Some of our choir come and ushers and nurses aid have come to share with you all on this, your 107th year church anniversary. Congratulations. Amen. Amen. And to be 107 years old, only with four pastors. Amen. That speaks volume. It speaks volume of the church. Pastor Frazier told me that since I am fifth. Amen. And we have had a grand time in the Lord. Amen. And it's late in the evening. And just about everybody is ready to go to the house. Huh? Amen. Amen. But will you just allow me about 3 hours? Listen, I'm an old man, and when I was young, I was like a helicopter, but now I'm twice a 747 two times, and it takes a 747 all of Brooklyn runway, and it'd have to reach out to west and get some of that runway. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get out there. Amen. Beautiful thing, but thank you, Pastor Frazier, for the introduction. Turn with me, if you will, Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And when you would have found it, I ask today that you would, amen, look at verse 15 through verse 20. Acts chapter 3. The text said, but when they has commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noble miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them." Amen. "And that they speak henceforth no more in no man in this man's name." And they called them and they commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." God bless you today. I want to talk about when the church speaks out. When the church speaks out. Amen. And your thing saying, laboring in the vineyard for the Lord. Song, working on the building. And my brothers and my sisters, there was a slogan that was often quoted on television that says that when E.F. Hutton speak, people listen. You see, E.F. Hutton was a stock group who inspired stockholders to get their financial house in order. And I have wondered, what was it about E.F. Hutton that called people to listen? I mean, was it his voice? Or was it his message? Or was it because of who he was? Then, if it was because of his voice, amen, or who he was, or his message. But as it be, I've come to the conclusion that the church of the living Lord have a better voice, a better who, and a better message than he ever had. So I believe today that when the church speak out, it proves to non-believers that Christ the Lord is risen from the dead. And he is alive and he is in control. Amen. And he is in control of heaven's stock market. For when the church speaks out, everyone see that Christ has the last word on every matter. Amen. I was in a meeting with a weatherman the other day, and I asked him, I said, what is the forecast for the day? He went through this thing, 20-20 chance of rain. We don't need 20-20 chance speaking from the church. I don't know if you paid any attention to it lately, but it seems, and I could be wrong, that everybody is speaking out except the church. Amen. And I mean, there are those who are speaking out for what they are against and what they are for. I don't know why we're having such this large conversation about a restroom. our issues are bigger than who going to what restroom.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, that's for another day. Yeah. There are those who are speaking out, seemingly, mama would say, both sides of the net. They are even marching it. Yeah. And, amen, on truth, that's untruth. Yeah, that went right over your head. They are marching on what looks like, what seems like is true. But the church only march during February. I'm not putting down on the church. But I personally believe that the church is still the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And I still believe, I'm old timey, that the church is the example setter of the world. Oh man, not the world being the church example setter. Amen. You ain't gonna send for me no more. I'm old now. Amen. I can't handle some of this stuff. Not Revelation and First Baptist. That's going on in these churches. It's time for the church to speak out. Because who owns the church is greater than he that are in the world. It's time. It's time for the church of the living God to say something. If God has done anything for you, time to speak out. I want to go on record today by saluting your pastor for holding this ground. It ain't popular out here. Huh? It ain't popular out here. Amen, amen. Amen. When others are going whichever way, and you stand your ground, and you are accused of being holy than thou, you just tell them, no, I'm not holy than thou. I know who I am. I know who saved me. I know who brought me. I've come too far. With him to turn. To turn back now. I'm too far that way. Because he got me from going that way. I'm too far. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I came up in this house to speak out today. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, let us take a look at a couple of examples when the church spoke out. You remember on the day of Pentecost when Peter preached about how they crucified Jesus and God had raised him from the dead. Peter didn't use no trickery words. He just simply preached Jesus. Do I have anybody in this house that know Jesus? I mean, he just simply preached Jesus. Amen. Jesus died, buried, got up. What? Folks got saved. You don't need me to entertain you. You want to be entertained? Give me some money. And give me a box. Jesus died and got up. Well, Y'all done had some good preaching Wednesday through Thursday, so I'm cleaned up, man. But when Peter preached,
all right, now,
people were pricked in their heart.
Right.
So much so they asked, what shall we do?
Yeah, yeah.
It was then that Peter said to them, repent,
yeah,
and be baptized. And the same day was added to them about 3,000 souls.
All right.
You remember Simon the Socrates, who was converted after hearing the church speak out.
Right.
You remember Philip and the Ethiopian? How they had church in a chariot. And he believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Water appeared in a desert, and the Ethiopian was baptized and went his way rejoicing. If you make one step, God will do the rest. The church was speaking out when the message of Christ, when Saul the persecutor was arrested and murdering the Christian, wherever he found them, calling on the name of Jesus. But then one day, Saul met the very man that the church was speaking about.
Right.
He was converted
on
the Damascus Road.
Yeah.
Can I talk to somebody up in here?
Yeah.
Paul was persuaded. You see, it was then that the Lord changed his name. From Saul to Paul.
Amen.
Paul was persuaded, that nothing, absolutely nothing, could separate him from the love of God. You see, even when Peter was in prison, the church was speaking out by praying for his release. And when an angel came and loosed his shackles and chain and led him out of the prison to freedom, it was because the church was speaking out. Can I just name one more? One more example. Amen. Well, I don't really have to tell you, for you looking at him.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
I'm a living testimony. I ain't got to go find nobody. You're looking at him. You're looking at him. When they said I couldn't. When they said I wouldn't. When I was denied all around. But one day, the church said a word. I wish I had a brand church here. Oh, yes. Today, you see, unusual things happen when the church speak out.
All right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. 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 When the church speak out. Amen. Seemingly, there's something that replaced Facebook. When the church speak out, it seems to replace Google.
All right.
When the church speak out, the internet have to take a back seat. When the church speaks out, old men, no, don't go there. Don't go there. Get in that place.
All right.
I ain't going no further with that. Don't get me wrong. For I'm aware that Jesus said that the church would grow wiser. Amen. And also wicked. But he never said that the church should stop speaking out. So here in our scripture today, Peter and John was told, should I say, they were threatened not to teach anymore in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. As far as they were concerned, Jesus was dead, buried, and there was no resurrection. Amen. And they didn't like these men preaching that Christ had risen from the dead. You see, yeah, the rulers and elders of Israel were trying to silence the church. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm afraid today that some rulers and elders have threatened the church. Amen. To keep silent. And the church seemingly have hidden herself behind the wall.
You're right.
Amen. The wall of protection. The wall of pride. The wall of personally believing we have made it.
All right.
The wall of personal privilege. Which means that no one opposes Christian of having church. Oh yes, we can have church every day and all day on Sunday. But when we speak out about Jesus Christ being the Son of God and that he was crucified and buried and rose from the dead on the third day, that is when the church get opposition. Amen, my beloved brothers and sisters, here in this text. Take a look at the text. What got Peter and John in this situation? In the first place, told to be quiet. Stop speaking. Amen. Stop saying anything. You can remain in the city. You remember when Peter and John, they went up together. I'm getting ready to get up out of your way. Into the temple at the hour of prayer. But notice, they went up together. Together. Into the temple at prayer time. I'll preach that another time. But they went to pray together. You remember what the Bible said? Where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing in my name, I am in the midst. If the church is to speak out, we need him in the midst. So the text tells us what happened when Peter and John went up together to prayer. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was laid at the gate to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. This man asked an alms of these disciples. It was then that Peter told the man, look on them. Amen. The man looked. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up, amen, and walk." Peter took him by his right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength, and the man, leaping up, stood up, walked in the temple with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. And when the people saw this miracle, they all ran to Peter and John at Solomon's porch. Peter told them, amen, what you see It wasn't I doing. But it was in the name of Jesus. Peter said, repent. Ye that your sins may be blotted out. So this got Peter and John in trouble. Because they were preaching in the name of Jesus. Amen. So much so, the rulers said unto them, Alania, we will let you stay here. But you got to stop preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus. And I declare today, amen, that there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is, amen, miracle working power in the name of Jesus. Thank Brother Peter here that said, we don't know if it's right or should we listen to you. But one thing we do know, we can't help, amen, but to tell our story. When the church of the living Lord starts speaking out, life will change. When the church of the living Lord starts speaking out, homes will get on track. When the church of the living Lord starts speaking out, our boys and our girls will know how to conduct themselves. When the church starts talking about Jesus or the Christ, don't have anybody in the house today, amen, that don't mind testifying. If the Lord been good to you, you ought to tell somebody, I am where I am because of the grace of God. He brought me. Do I have anybody in here today that can testify? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where will I be? Had he been good to you today? You ought to tell the world he's been good to me. Somebody needs to know your story today. Somebody needs you to tell them about Jesus. You ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Don't have anybody around here today that don't mind speaking, telling the Lord, thank you. Come on, tell the Lord. Tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for being on my side. Have you been on your side? Have you been on your side? Have he raised you up? Have he brought you out? Have he brought you through? You ought to tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. Speak out, church. Speak out.
Let the church say amen. At this time, we extend an invitation to Christ if there be one today.